leader!
Order.
Finance Minister, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister in charge of the flag change referendums, Bill English became the obvious fall guy for an opposition determined to extract maximum political mileage from the rejection of John Key's preferred new flag design. Resuming at 2 p.m. after a short Easter break, the day in the House began, as usual, with questions for ministers, and Mr. English facing this initial rangefinder from his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Has he seen the report from the Prime Minister on the 6th of August last year, saying that a new flag is, quote, gonna be worth billions, end quote, to New Zealand? And if so, how has the outcome of the referendum been factored into this year's budget?
The Honourable Bill English. Order. 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 I've called the Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, yes, and of course they would have been windfall gains, and so they don't have to have been factored in.
Mr English was then required to answer questions for his Prime Minister, John Key, from Opposition Leader Andrew Little.
Does he have confidence in his minister responsible for the flag referendum process?
The Honourable Bill English.
Who is, of course, that minister and required to answer that question about himself.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, yes, I do. In fact, I have so much confidence that I designated him acting Prime Minister while I was out of the country.
Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
In view of the fact that polls during the course of the referendum process repeatedly showed that there was no public appetite for changing the flag, does he now think spending $26 million on flag referenda was the best use of public money?
Ask people first.
The Honourable Bill English on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, and as the member knows, the Prime Minister is not a poll-driven fruitcake in the way that he is.
Mr English reminded Labour's leader of his party's policy to change the flag, to which Mr Little responded with more questions.
Why does he think it was better to spend $26 million on a failed flag than on funding a medicine like Keytruda that could save the lives of New Zealanders with advanced melanoma?
The Honourable Bill English on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, that doesn't make much more sense than saying why is it better to spend money on upgrading the Hercules aircraft for the Air Force than it is to spend money on the next most popular drug. The fact is that the government makes all these decisions in the round, and of course the Prime Minister makes no apology for the leadership that he showed on this issue, which led to 43% of New Zealanders voting for a change in the flag.
After asking a series of similar questions, Mr Little summarised them in a list of other options for the money spent on the flag debate.
Saving Kiwi lives, making our homes fit to live in, and making sure our families are safe from criminals.
The Honourable Bill English on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, as we've said earlier, the government, when the government has sound fiscal management, it can spend money on a whole range of desirable activities. And in fact, the debate about the flag has proven to be the most engaging debate about national identity that New Zealand has enjoyed in a long time. And it's just a pity that the Labour Party took such a partisan political view of it.
Finance Minister Bill English answering questions about himself as the Minister in charge of the flag referendums on behalf of his Prime Minister John Key, whose Environment Minister Nick Smith faced this question from the Greens spokeswoman on water, Catherine Delahunty.
Will he support the request made to Parliament today by over 12,000 New Zealanders to legislate swimmable as the minimum standard for our freshwater lakes, rivers and streams in New Zealand?
Mr Speaker.
The Honourable Dr Nick Smith.
It is government policy to improve water quality and to make more areas suitable for swimming and more often. However, a legislative requirement for all water bodies to be swimmable all of the time is not realistic nor achievable. Most rivers breach swimming standards during high rainfall events because of pollutants introduced during high flows. Preventing this occurring both in urban and rural areas would come at an extraordinary cost when actually most people, sensibly, don't swim at those times.
Environment Minister Nick Smith. Question time was followed by debate on a bill creating the legislative framework for the next 5 years earthquake recovery in Christchurch. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.